This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon, and it's about 15 minutes until the top of the hour. Our next guests are from the Alaskan Brewing Company. They have a new product, and it's not beer. Welcome, Lena Gilbertson and Andy Klein. Nice to have you both here.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks.
All right. And let's see, Andy, you're the communications manager over at the brewery.
I am. That's my daily hat that I wear. And, that's right.
And volunteer host right here at Juno Afternoon.
Yeah.
All right.
And that's my playtime to get to come in. Yeah, right.
Well, we sure appreciate that. And Lena Gilbertson, marketing specialist, welcome to the show. Nice to have you here.
Thanks.
All right. So the brewery was founded in 1986.
Yes.
Do the math for me, Andy.
Sorry, 33 years.
33 years. And now here we are, 2019, and it's your first non-beer product.
It's a big deal.
What inspired it?
Alaskan Hard Seltzer, and it actually is brewed like a beer, and so legally kind of state law allows you to make it, and it's called kind of it's still considered beer by state law. Because we're still brewing it, but we're using different ingredients. But the thing that inspired us to do it is that it's a massively new popular category that people are really requesting and wanting. It fulfills a lot of kind of checks a lot of boxes for people. It's gluten free and it's sugar free. It's low carb. There's only two carbs. It's low calorie. It's 95 calories. It's 4.5% alcohol, so it's very drinkable. You know, you don't have to worry about a high alcohol content thing with it. So it kind of checks a lot of boxes for people that are looking for an alternative to beer. Maybe beer's just not their thing, but they want to have something that kind of drinks in that kind of easy drinking way. So that's the thing that's happening with hard seltzer right now, and it's a massively growing category in the kind of beer realm.
All right. Lena, if somebody's never had a hard seltzer before, how would you describe it?
It's definitely light. It's not sweet. I mean, if you've ever had a regular seltzer, it's like that.
Like a LaCroix, let's
right,
say.
Yeah. Yep, very similar.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you said about 4.5%?
Yeah, it's right. And it's the way that it's made is that we introduce fermentable sugars to our regular yeast that we use for all of our other beers. We actually wash that yeast a number of times to make sure that it is gluten-free, that the yeast doesn't have any residual beer in it. And then the yeast goes crazy, and it loves that pure sugar, and it eats all of the sugar. So it ends up being a sugar-free product because all of the sugar is converted into alcohol. So that's why it's this kind of – that's why it's a kind of a weird thing because it's made with sugar, but there's no sugar left in it because the yeast has eaten all the sugar.
And take us back. What's the difference? How is beer made? Remind us.
Yeah, beer uses a sugar base, but the sugar is made by taking malted grain and making a boiling liquid out of that. That is a sugary liquid, but that sugar comes from a malted grain. So that's where malt liquor comes from. That term malt liquor or malted. You know, everything when you talk about malts and beer, that's where it's coming from. That fermentable sugars that beer uses is coming out of that malted grain, and that's a lot of the flavor of beer.
And where do you get the sugar for this?
This is just pure sugar, just pure fermentable sugar.
Wow.
So it's just dextrose that's introduced to our yeast, but then there's nothing left of that dextrose after the yeast is done with it because it's eaten it all.
And it's called Alaskan Hard Seltzer?
Alaskan Hard Seltzer comes in two flavors. We're doing spruce tips as a base flavor for all of them. So that's kind of a unique Alaskan ingredient that we really feel like is a fun thing that we can bring to the market. And then one flavor is lemon lime, and that just uses lemon lime extract, which is a purely natural extract that comes from lemons and lime. And then the other one is a cherry grapefruit spruce flavored. So there's two flavors coming out right now, and they're in cans and on tap.
All right. Lena, as marketing specialist, when the decision came down that you were going to do this, was there a lot of argument at the brewery about whether to go with seltzer or stay with beer? Was it a hard decision?
You know, I wasn't actually at the brewery at that point, so maybe
she's
Andy would have more
got
to contribute
here,
to that.
But I'd say it's fair to say even in the last few months, Lena, that you know, it's definitely been a point of discussion.
Yeah.
Number one, people who love our beers are beer drinkers. They're craft beer drinkers. They respond to that. Secondly, that's what we've marketed for 33 years. We've never marketed something that's not beer. So we had to think, okay, what's it going to look like? Who are the people we're talking to? So we had a lot of those kind of discussions for sure and how to reach them. The hard seltzer market in general is traditionally more female. oriented than beer is. Beer is more male. Beer usually splits out to kind of like 65-35 male versus female. Hard seltzer is more like 50-50, maybe 55-45 female to male. So that's interesting, and that's a really awesome thing for us to be able to reach, you know, a group of people that maybe we've never reached before with our products for the last 33 years.
Lena, have you been getting any feedback?
I mean, it's pretty new. We're just releasing it right now. I think I've heard people are really excited about it. It's, I think, the first Alaskan local hard seltzer, which is really cool. It has the spruce element, so it's a little bit different than other hard seltzers. But yeah, I think the feedback so far has been pretty positive from seltzer fans.
We've had a few tastings, and people are like, their eyebrows go up, and they're like, whoa, that's really good, you know? So that's nice. Maybe they're just being polite, you know, but, you know, got to try it to see what you think.
Well, where can we try it?
So it just is out this week, like everywhere in Juneau, it's out. So we are going to be doing a tasting at the Depot for First Friday tomorrow. So if you're out First Friday and you're at the Downtown Depot, you can go in and taste it there. It's also going to be a tasting at the Red Dog happening tomorrow. So that's a place to just go sample it. And then it's on the shelves and in bars throughout the area now. And that's where people can get it. And it's a kind of exciting time because we're doing our smoked porter release is happening now, too. So we're doing all these different things happening in fall. So it's kind of a fun time for us. But that's a place where people can get it.
Fun. Yeah. Andy Klein and Lena Gilbertson from the Alaskan Brewery talking about the Alaskan Hard Seltzer. Where's the best place to follow you guys online?
Well, we're on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and that's what Lena does with most of your day, right?
A large portion of it, yes.
Yeah, so you can just find us anywhere there. We're at Facebook/Alaskan Brewing and anywhere else. Send in AlaskanBrewing.com.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks,
too. Thank you.
All day I faced a barren waste without the taste of water, cool water.